Shabbat Tov, Rabotai, Shalom Aleichem. The Mishnah Yomi is continuing in the second Perek of Truma at 2, Mishnah 15. And at first glance, it's going to sound a lot like 14, but there is a distinction here. Tavlin shel Truma v'shel Kilai HaKerem. There were spices, and one spice was Truma, and one spice was Kilai HaKerem, was the product of being planted in a forbidden way along with a grapevine, with the Kerem. Vineyard, Shanaflu Bakadera, and these both of these spices, they're different spices, they fall into the Kadera, is the pot which is cooking on the fire. They fall into the chicken soup or into the cholent. Lo Ba'elu Kadei Latafel, and in the first spice, it's not strong enough to give a flavor to the whole pot. Lo Ba'elu Kadei Latafel, and the other spice also doesn't have enough koach, enough spiciness, enough harifut to spice the whole pot. And it's starfu v'tovlin. But so they, when they combine them together, they are detectable. With the spiciness of both species combined, you can detect the spiciness in the pot. Asur lezarim or mutur lekohanim. So now this resulting cholent, this resulting soup, it's forbidden to non-kohanim, zarim, but it's mutur to kohanim and their household. So the reason why is kohanim are permitted to eat the truma. So the truma spice is not a problem for them. Now they are usur, forbidden to eat kilai akarim, but by itself, the kilai akarim isn't spicy enough to be detected. It's only when it's combined with the truma, then it's spicy enough to be detected. Rabbi Shimon mater lezarim v'lekohanim. Rabbi Shimon, as we've seen before, we saw yesterday, and we've seen before in this parak, he says that two different species and two different isurim do not combine. Now the Chiddush here, the Tiferet Yisrael points out, is that compared to Mishnah Yad, Mishnah 14 was Seor Be'isa. Both isurim were Seor, were the sourdough, the starter. And here they're two different spices. And we also have here Lach Belach. We have something that's, it really means in liquid medium, meaning the spice gets mixed in with the food. So it's not really in one place. It's not Yavesh, dry, but it's Lach. It's mixed around and it's kind of absorbed into the entire pot as a whole. But even then, the Chachamim will say their leniency only for Kohanim based on the fact that you can eat Truma, and they're still stringent for non-Kohanim. Mishnah 16, Chaticha. A slice, meaning a piece of meat, shel kodshe kodshim, and it's from the Holy of Holies. That meaning, it doesn't mean it's from the inner sanctum of the temple, meaning this is a piece of a chatat or an asham. Now, an ola is also kodshe kodshim, but we don't eat any part of the ola. It goes up entirely, reach nihoach on the mizbeach. But the chatat and the asham are both, so I have pieces that are mutter for kohanim to consume. Shel pigel. Now, pigel, Rabbi Yosai, is this famous carbon. It's an aveira to make it mefagel, to pickle it, where the Kohen has the wrong intent. The Kohen has the intention to eat it out of the wrong time or the wrong place, outside of the limitations of the carbon while he's doing the carbon, and that's a pusul carbon. It's invalid and it can't be eaten. Vishal notar. Notar is leftovers. It means it was just waited beyond the time limit. It was during the shchita, during the avoda, it was fine, but now it's leftovers. Shenid boshlu ima chatichot, and they're cooked together with regular chulin meat. So someone was making a cholent and had a bunch of little beef cubes, and it turns out one of them was kodshe kodshim, and one of them was notar or pigel, and the other ones are chulin. And the Bartner here explains that in this mixture, there's enough chulin to be mevatel either the kodshe kodshim or that cube of meat that's pigel or notar, and he even adds in tame. So you're dealing with, we have one cube of kodshe kodshim, one cube of some kind of iser, and the rest of it's chulin. And there's enough chulin to be mevatel one of these, but not both. So as you see, this is similar to the previous cases where the two isurim combined are not batel in a mixture. So we do get a similar result. Asur lezarim, mutter lekohanim. It's asur lezarim because they can't eat this piece of kodshe kodshim, and they can't eat whatever this iser is, the pigel, nota, or tame, whereas the kohen can eat the kodshe kodshim. So the only problem for them is the other iser, and since one of these chatichot was batel in the chulin, in the regular, normal, edible beef cubes. So assume it's the iser that was batel and the kodshi kodshim, they could eat no problem. Rabbi Shimon matir lezarim the kohanim. Rabbi Shimon again says that two different isurim or two different species do not combine to make something aser. Shkoyach rabosai, shvatov.